Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
There we go. All the mics aren't punched in, but we got them in here now. Welcome to the Fred Dreyer Show, our sports lounge here, if you will. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the star of our show is the one and only all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the icon, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Well, thanks, Mike, for that grand intro. I'm here looking at my phone and looking at all the people that have called me this last week.
They love you, Fred.
Because of the fires.
The fire.
You know? And they're checking in on me, and I sure greatly really appreciate it. And I know that with a little luck and praise from the good Lord above, that everybody's going to be safe and happy and get on with it, and let's work together and rebuild L.A.
That's it. Corey Marino's our producer. You doing okay, Corey, with the fires this week?
Yeah, luckily, my family, my friends were all good out in Santa Clarita, outside a little bit out L.A., and so the winds blow it away from us, so we were pretty good all this whole season.
More fire than I've ever seen. I've been in fires before where I actually had a home that was surrounded by fire, and I walked the roof and had a garden hose and was wetting everything down. My brother lived across the street. That was quite the ordeal. And if you're up that close to it, let me tell you, it's no fun matter. And when they tell you to evacuate, you best evacuate and get the hell out of there so that you can save your life.
It's a devil wind.
It is. It blows up a lot. And we were surrounded up in the Seven Hills area of Southern California, and it was, you could see the fire on the hills and sparks were coming off, but luckily no homes were taken there. Not on this fire. This was one back a few years back, but this one here just went house to house to house to house. I don't know how you stop this one because it was a devil wind, Fred.
It's a devil wind, and boy, I tell you, when you get up close and see it, we had a chance to take a peek at it here last week, and it is incessant. It's pressure to consume all the oxygen they can possibly do, and in the process, mow down and incinerate everything in its best.
It's terrible. The pictures that you see on TV nationally, everybody, that's what it is like. We'll have some comments about that from Fred Dreyer. He's the nearest of the three of us near the fire line, so... But the Eaton fire was very near where I live. So we'll take a break, come back with more. Talk some fire, talk some football, and a whole lot more. Stay with us. It is the Fred Dreyer Show.
Madame Giselle senses a change in your future.
Is it a promotion?
I see a door opening.
Oh, to a corner office.
There's a creature. Beady eyes, lots of hair.
Is it my boss, Dave?
No, raccoons everywhere. Your RV door is open, and they're chewing everything.
Not a problem. I'm covered by Progressive. Do you see a bigger paycheck?
Customize your coverage with Progressive's Pest Damage Protection and be prepared for the unexpected. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Pest Damage Protection available for RVs less than 6 years old. $250 deductible applies to any claim.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-745-9090. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
And now for Harmony Cheese. Here are Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater.
Indulge in the exquisite flavors of Harmony Cheese, crafted with passion and precision in Athens, Wisconsin.
Our signature Golden Age cheeses are a symphony of taste. From the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange Abergele to the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester.
Elevate your charcuterie board with our show-stopping Merlot cheddar, or savor the unique combination of flavors in our portabella and chive Abergele.
Harmony Cheese, rooted in Wisconsin tradition, crafted for discerning palates. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
Don't forget to visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
That's harmonycheese.com. Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, our buddy Fred Dreyer, Corey Marino, our producer, and happy to have you all with us here in our sports lounge. And to kick things off, we should talk a little football, I guess, but the fire's the big topic in Southern California. The Rams game, the Rams had home field advantage at SoFi Stadium. They moved the game to Arizona, where they had quite a pretty good route there against the Vikings. I guess, Fred, you played football for so many years. If you have the home field advantage and you have to leave due to a natural disaster or whatever and go to a neutral stadium, does it take away anything from you when you're not playing on your home field?
Well, when you look forward to it the whole week, to having a home game in a playoff situation, yes. But once you get there, once you're in the hotel and you got a day's night sleep, and you're ready to go, there's no to think back on. Oh, gee, we're being cheated out of our home field advantage. It's you look forward to performing well and winning the game.
Yeah, and I think the Rams had something to play for. That's the city of Los Angeles, because, you know, the fires were ravaging everywhere. So I think that sort of pumped up the team to, you know, get a victory and try to bring some kind of joy into Southern California.
Yeah, I don't want to be corny. It's like it's the 12th man, as they say, you know, that you have an opportunity to rally with your teammates and your coaching staff. You actually have a sense of being together in a situation that would normally you would think would drive the team apart. And I say that because you know, we've all been disappointed, not all of us, but the football people have been disappointed over the years when stuff like this happens. And, you know, it could have worked its magic against the Rams as well as for them. You know?
Yeah, I think it worked for them in this place, maybe against Minnesota a little bit, because there was that feeling there. I mean, Corey, you had the stats there, the Rams winning that game, and Sam Darnold Darnold. I mean, he won five in a row, then he lost two to Detroit and the Rams, and then they won what?
Nine more in a row, and then lost two to Detroit and the Rams.
Tells you they can't play Detroit and the Rams, like, right?
Weirdly, they cannot.
Fred, is that something that happens sometimes? You get kind of in funk a little bit with some teams that you think you can win, but they kind of have your number for a while?
We always, in the 70s, we had tough times with Dallas and Minnesota. But whether or not, you know, you're saying, gee, we're choking, we can't play certain teams. But certain teams match up. Sports is a game of matchups. You could play 10 times and one team could dominate the other. But the point is the teams that match up the best in situations usually come out pretty well, provided that they execute their offense and defense.
Yeah, the game 27-9 Rams over the Vikings. Sam Darnold was having quite a year with the Minnesota Vikings, sort of coming back a little bit, right, Corey, as a quarterback, having a pretty good showing there with a few. They were celebrating in the locker room a few weeks ago.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago they had him on their shoulders when they beat the Green Bay Packers, and everybody's like, oh, if they don't give him $20 million a year, what are they doing? And two games later, now everybody's questioning if he's right for him.
Yeah,
it's a roller coaster of media and what people do. And he had a great year. He was top five in passing yards and passing touchdowns, and then he also was the first player to ever go to a new team and get them 14 wins. So I don't know what they're going to do, because they have that rookie they picked with pick 10, J.J. McCarthy, sitting on the bench that didn't play this year with the meniscus tear. And he's had a whole year in the system. I think maybe they might franchise tag him, but I don't think they're going to want to do anything long term with him. And we'll see what they do.
What team does the meniscus tear? Where do they play?
They play in Neatown.
Never mind. All right. Fred, let me ask you.
Yes.
You had a long career. And you get a guy like Sam Darnold who's had ups and downs and everything and really puts it together. Looks like he's coming back. Looks like he could maybe get a contract. And then all of a sudden loses a couple of weeks in there. It's kind of tough on an athlete. You're good one day celebrating in the locker room. 2 weeks later, nobody wants to talk to you. What's that all about?
Well, the first 14 games, they went 14-3.
They went 5-0, then they lost two, and then they went 9-0 and lost two, correct?
Yeah.
Right. That's not a fluke. You know, you don't just luck into winning games in this league. You know, he's shown the skills and fundamentals and the understanding of offenses and so forth and so on. So that's all there. That's always going to be to his favor, to Darnold's favor. But, you know, it would have been great for him to come out and in the face of what he was facing, against a Ram team that literally, you know, it was 2-point dogs, I think. And they were on the road. They got their incredible Southern California burnt to the ground while they were practicing.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there's some things there that are important to keep in tolerance. And I think that Donald will do just fine. He's a good quarterback. I wouldn't be surprised if the Vikings did tag him for another year to really make sure to help him understand that, you know, the Vikings right now, they're his property, and he'll be a free agent this year, whenever that deadline is. But for the most part, there's a common sense thread that goes through this that you can't lose. And that is that people are people, and just because he had a tough time here with the Rams, who are hot, we'll see what happens. But he's a good quarterback. He should do okay, whether he's a free agent or whether or not he stays with the Vikings for another year.
14-3 record for the regular season, nothing to sneeze at, I'll tell you that. So you got to look at that. I mean, you have a game up, you have a game down. He kind of held the ball too long before throwing there, and you know, a lot of that is it the the quarterback? Is it the protection that he's getting? Is he can't see the receivers out there? What is it?
That's a good point. You know, sometimes you go into a game and what you initially expect to be there as an automatic response, 1, 2, 3, get the ball out. 1, 2, 3, hand the ball off. Once you try to get the pattern set to run your offense, if it doesn't come right away, sometimes people, you could say they choke by holding the ball. And a lot of these things in the replays, if you look, there's a pacing that the quarterback is trying to help the offensive line with, and vice versa. And sometimes that comes right away. Sometimes you got to work for it during the game. And but as I say, the real hot spot, as it were, the real hot spot in the offense was how quickly that Stafford was able to move his team, get a break up in the front of the game, get on the board. And kind of set the pace. It's like the bell rings on round one. You come out and you take three jabs and you hit the deck. You know, that's all possible within the competition, but it's not something that you wish to have happen.
Yeah. And anything can happen in a game. You know, there's the talk about, did Matthew Stafford fumble the football? Did he intentionally ground it? As it turned out, it was an incomplete pass, I call. But the Vikes picked it up and ran for a touchdown. If they would have gotten that call, that would have turned the game around and maybe given them momentum. So it's a game of momentum and changes, correct?
Yeah, and it happens real fast. And sometimes you have to wait and be patient and not start...
don't hit the panic.
Don't start setting your offense aside and start putting the ball up in the air. Go back to the playbook and work your offense.
Coach Dreyer will be back with more here on the Fred Dreyer Show. Don't go away.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Here to the Fred Dreyer Show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. I'm Michael Horn, along with our producer, Corey Marino, and the one and only Fred Dreyer. Want to say hi to Bruce. Says hello from New Mexico.
Bruce.
Rachel is listening to us, and she wants to say a very special hello to you, Corey.
Hello.
Are you texting her right now on your phone?
Yeah,
something going on there that we...
Corey.
Yeah, no.
I'm going to share a little bit with...
No. Yeah. Don't kiss and tell.
Martine is in Cape Canaveral, and wishing the best to everybody in Southern California with the fires and things that we've had. Pamela made a comment to you, Fred, for you. She says the Rams defense, she was talking about the game last weekend, the Rams against the Vikings. Rams won 27-9. Said it looked like your old days, that the Rams defense looked very good. Do you take special privilege there and watch the defense, especially since you played it for so many years yourself?
Well, I do. I watch my position, right defensive end. I watch what goes on at the nose, at the line of scrimmage, the nose tackles. I watch how they work. And I look at, you try to pick up things such as the opposing teams sending their receivers and halfbacks in motion one way or another to the line of scrimmage. And that give you some way of, it'll somehow give you a look into what they're trying to do to the defense. And that's always been my... my forte is at being a defensive player. I tried to read what was going on and be ahead of the game.
You know, our producer, Corey Marino, put some things together, kind of a memory lane you put together there, Corey. Good job on this with Fred Dreyer and your playoff appearances. Let's go back to 1973. You got in the playoffs there with the Rams against the Dallas Cowboys in Irving, Texas. You were playing there. The Rams lost 27-16, but you in defense there, Fred, apparently played a key role there. You put pressure to the Cowboys quarterback, a guy by the name of Roger Staubach. Am I right about that?
I think I've heard of him.
Yeah, I've heard of him a little bit. And despite your efforts, the Rams defense struggled a little bit to keep balance. But you were doing pretty well on the pass rush. Tell us about that game.
It was at 73.
Yeah, December 23rd.
That was in Dallas, I believe.
Yeah, Irving, Texas, right.
Yeah. And, it's... I'm. It's my personal little picadillo to criticize AstroTurf. We were playing.
Yes,
we were playing in Dallas. We were playing on the rug, and I remember vividly tearing up my elbow sliding on the turf, and I also lost a toenail. By stopping and starting, breaking down, as it were, my directions on the field, the game goes by fast, but it seems to drag when you get these little chippy little injuries going for you.
Yeah, Corey, you analyzed the film on that. You said that Fred was effective at setting the edge, helping kind of limit the big plays. Is that correct from what you saw?
Yeah, just like Fred was talking about, he was noticing the motion and how the cadence of the offensive line went, and so he sets that edge so everything turns. turns in runwards, and then he sets the edge, and he could turn around and do the screen game and tackle that if he needs to.
All that with one less toenail.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who knew?
But
that's a story that has never been told, Fred.
Yes, I know. The missing toenail.
AstroTurf.
I thought about staying out after the game for it.
No. I knew you were going to go there.
The buses. I'll be right there.
It was stuck to your stock.
Yeah. Do you know, one of our old operations people here, Paul Stern, claimed he went to Tennessee, to Graceland, and took the tour, and he said he looked at the shag carpeting in one of Elvis's rooms there,
yes,
and found what he believed one of Elvis's toenails, probably when they were clipped. Mm. So I imagine playing years later then in Irving, Texas, and somebody
he said
coming
that.
Up with
did
your
he said, did
yes,
he, say
he did. He's a weird man. He is just a weird guy. What can I tell you? All right, let's keep going on memory lane. 19, that was 73. The Rams were pretty good when Fred Dreyer played there. 74, again another championship game. This time against those Minnesota Vikings that the Rams just beat here last weekend. You're a dominant force there on the defense, but here's the underlying story here that I don't know if they talked about then, because didn't the Vikings have a quarterback known as Fran Tarkington that you played with in your rookie years with the New York Giants?
Yeah, he left to go back to Minnesota after the 71 season, and I left the Giants after the 71 season to go back to the Rams. And so we would play, certainly we were in the NFC together, and we played in that time, we played in several championship games, playoff games. So you never know what's going to happen. And, you know, we crossed paths on many an afternoon and an evening. And it was a lot of fun. It really
is. Is it fun to face your old teammates? You know, Corey, in the footage that you looked at, you said that Fred was a constant presence in the Vikings' backfield. He didn't sack Fran Tarkington, but, you know, he was relentless, apparently. Tell us about it, in the rushing throws from Tarkington. Is that right?
Yeah, coming off as the right end, Fred was relentless. He just never gave up, and he has that tenacity in him, and I think he just wanted to really sack his old friend, and he didn't get the chance this time, but he sacked him a couple times.
Did he say anything to you while that was going on at all? Does he talk to you?
No, not at all.
Not at all, huh?
He's somewhere else.
In your rookie year, though, and we've talked about this on the show before, you sacked, when you were on the New York Giants, the great legend Johnny Unitas. You came in.
Yeah, Johnny. And I was laying there on top of him, and the referee was trying to get the ball out of his hands, and he turns the ball over and looks at me and goes, nice play, kid. You know, Johnny was really one of the greatest, and he was a lot of fun.
Now, also in that game, another memory lane here, the Rams game in 1974, the NFC Championship, close game, 14-10. You contained the rushing attack also here, limiting, here's the name, Chuck Foreman, to modest gains on most of his plays. Did Chuck appreciate that?
Yeah, Chuck had an attitude when he played, which was understandable, and we had some success against Minnesota in playoff games. That one there was 74. It was 14-10, I think it was.
Yes.
And but those were great games. They were intense. And that's, remember when I told you that you asked me what I was looking at in the huddles of the opposing quarterbacks?
Exactly. And let me preface that a little bit, because Corey brought this to our attention here, said that your high school IQ and your ability, your high IQ, your football IQ and college IQ, you were able to read plays and allowed you to be a disruptive force. So tell us your story here now, because you always had your eyeballs on what was going on.
It's played by human beings, you know, and so during the timeouts, you look at personnel. Personnel is a big tip-off as to what they want to do, how they're going to run their offense when you come back from a commercial, let's say. So in my instance, I kept an eye on, are they coming in with two tight ends, and where are they going to be lined up, on my side or one on Jack Youngblood's side at the line of scrimmage, or one they call a strong left, where there's two tight ends, and they put one on the wing, on the tail end of the down lineman, and they put him in motion, which means he's coming my way. Well, when they do that, when they motion, they give you, according to your preparation, they give you a glimpse of what the play isn't going to be. So it's up to you to decipher what is possibly going to happen. So you have to keep really, it's an homage to your preparation, but you have to keep an eye on the personnel that are in. You have to keep an eye on understanding the timing of the opposing quarterback, of what they're trying to do to you, the defensive lineman. I happen to know it because we were teammates in New York together. I watched what he did as a Giant player,
yep,
against the Redskins and the Cowboys and you know, Pittsburgh and all these other good teams.
So you're able to read them a little bit.
So you could read them.
Yeah.
And that's to me was the fun part. That's what I miss today is being in the fray, saying, no, I don't think it's going to be that. It's going to be that, and that guy's in motion, so we're going to pay attention to what's going on.
The dryer stare. First time I met Fred was at El Tiramisu restaurant, and he just has that non-expression sort of stare. Could be intimidating, but I wanted to say hello anyway. And then you spoke, and you were nice.
You were so annoying.
I was not. You actually spoke right back to me, but you were intimidating. Took all I could muster to go up there, and I read the room, and I saw that you were about to get your spaghetti, and I thought, now's the time to move in. And I just jumped right in there.
You did a good job, Mike.
Thank you. And we've been fast friends ever since.
Look where it led.
Look what it did. All right, one more championship game, 76 NFC Championship. Rams against the Minnesota Vikings, again in Minnesota and Bloomington. Again, Vikings 24, Rams 13. You had a sack of Fran Tarkington. Did he say anything in this game when you knocked him back?
No, he looked at me and then slammed the ball down, and it was very rewarding for me.
Yes, I'm sure it was
for a defensive lineman. But it's always great that when you do something like that, you really do feel as though you're in the game.
I got to tell you, there must have been a few Rams wins, Corey, but I don't know why we don't have one here, because they did get to the Super Bowl.
They got to the Super Bowl. That was like the next one.
Can you bring in one for next week, the winning games, instead of just the losses here?
That's true.
I'm starting to stare at you now. He's staring at you now.
I'm explaining myself here too much.
You got the Dreyer stare right there. Yeah. All right, we'll take a quick break when we come back. More on the Fred Dreyer Show. Thanks for joining us. Email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
IBM will become the official global partner of UFC, the world's premier mixed martial arts organization. Together, IBM and UFC are pioneering a product to revolutionize analytics and information in live sports. This includes unique insights and advanced analysis of live bouts, fighter tendencies, projections of possible outcomes, and method of victory, all of which will be engineered to update in real-time on-screen data. This partnership marks a pivotal win, not only for UFC and IBM, but also for fans around the world who will experience the sport in a whole new way. Sponsored by IBM.
Flex Premium Athleisure is softness that plays hard. From the couch to the gym to the office and beyond, Flex gives you premium comfort and style that keeps up with anything without costing everything. Now take an extra 15% off Flex at Kohl's. Whether you're chasing the ball or chasing the kids, life's a workout. Flex with it. Exclusively at Kohl's. 15% off valid through January 20th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Lowe's knows how to help make your Super Bowl 59 party a touchdown. Let us help you prep your home to host with top brands like Charbroil, Blackstone, and LG, so you can be the MVP of game day. Plus, use the Lowe's app to find what you need for a seamless shopping run. Or huddle up with our Lowe's Red Vest associates to help make all your game time hosting decisions.
The Columbia Interchange system was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
And we're back on the Fred Dreyer Show, coming to you nationwide, coast to coast on CRN Digital Talk Radio and the Sports Byline Radio Network, our flagship 790 KABC Radio in Southern California, where all the fire damage is going on. And, of course, we're on Facebook Live, and you can see us live on Facebook. You can also go to our YouTube channel. Am I right, Corey? We got the video up there on the YouTube channel?
Yep, we got the on the Fred Dreyer Show.
CRNTalk.com or CRN, what's our video channel? CRN Talk, I believe.
Yeah, CRN Talk.
CRN Talk. Search for that, and you'll see the Fred Dreyer Show. Look at past episodes and a whole lot more. Email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Follow him on X, Fred_Dreyer, and facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And they don't fact-check you anymore at Facebook. Fred, isn't that nice?
That's I'm tired of being fact-checked.
Very good. Say anything we want to now on the show.
Exactly.
All right, we got in Southern California, we got a lot of our people that are on Facebook Live right now. Bruce from New Mexico. Rachel is saying, boy, she's seen all the devastation. She says it's crazy. Martine in Cape Canaveral wishing everybody well, you know, and this is, it is, you know, it's tragedy out here. And Fred, you're probably closest where you are. You're nearest maybe the Pacific Palisades region. A lot of our friends and our good buddy, Dr. Michael Sheps, who's got the chiropractic service over there, mm-hmm. he is, and bless his heart and his lovely wife, Lori, their home is okay as of this broadcast,
right.
But everybody is still on pins and needles. But his father-in-law lost half his home, got burnt. His sister-in-law, Lori's sister, lost their home. You see Jay Leno on TV talking about it. You see all the celebrities that lived in these areas there. And 1 minute you got a home, when the next minute it's like a wind gust coming down and blowing things out. Your thoughts on that, Fred? This is a tragedy, and no water here apparently from the state of California.
Well, that's where I'm going now.
Go ahead.
Been 2 weeks now, and to have to suffer as they have suffered so far, people, you know, losing loved ones. There's been, what, 8-9 deaths over there in Brentwood, I think it was.
Yeah, I think it's closer to like 30 or something now, isn't it? 24, 25?
Well, I mean, collectively, yeah.
Yeah.
But in Brentwood, where I am over there. And then the animals that are missing, you know, there's just people suffering, and it just is relentless. And then you get someone asks the question, gee, how did this happen? And then you're stuck for answers, and you got to say, well, it starts off with the mayor. Let's talk about the mayor. What's the mayor doing about that?
She was gone.
And she was gone.
After she ran.
She was in Uganda receiving a golden cup of some sort, some reward.
And she said in her trainer when she was being running for the office that she would not leave the city under any circumstances. She's been gone now 4 times.
Yeah, she's
unbelievable.
I mean, the lying and the manipulation of good people has gone on long enough. And why aren't the news mavens? Why aren't they standing up and calling these people out and asking for an explanation?
I agree with you, and I think, you know, for sure, when this thing is over, there's got to be an investigation. But here's the telltale sign. You observed football, all right? You looked to see what was going on. If you're the mayor of Los Angeles and you're away on a trip and you're already embarrassed that you're not there to take care of things, a shocking, terrible thing that you did, you have 17 hours on a flight to come back. Aren't you going to be ready to go ahead and somebody's going to ask you the questions? And sure enough, somebody said, why were you gone? Why didn't you stay here? Why didn't you come back sooner? Not a word was said by that mayor. She looked at her feet for two and a half minutes, said zero.
She's unconscionable. That's, these people, the both sides politically of the political spectrum. And it's just it's so insulting. It's maddening. You can't do anything about it because the people in the higher-ups aren't going to spearhead and lead the charge. You need to have the press, the L.A. Times, the Santa Monica newspapers.
They're starting to come out now.
You need these people to stand up in front of a camera and say, the following people we are indicting publicly for what they have done and what they haven't done.
Well, a lot of it, Fred, is ignorance for stupid policies, pouring money into things that don't protect the citizens of the state. They cut like $17 million from the fire budget in Southern California.
Where did it go?
And it got distributed.
$17.5 million.
Gone.
Where the hell did that money go that was aimed at the moment of need that we had right now?
And there's a video flying around that Devin Nunez put together with us. He didn't put it together. He was a part of the thing. The late President John F. Kennedy was there. This problem goes back for a while, showing Central California where it has water. It's growing all this great produce to feed the United States and the world. And then the other section with no water is just a dust bowl. And so they say they can't use water there because they have to provide so many gallons of water for the yellow-bellied sapsucker, whatever that fish is.
Yeah, the snail darter, yeah, whatever the hell that is.
And so even if you've got to try to save that fish, let me say this. Fresh water flows to the ocean eventually. Can't you pick up the water when it gets to the ocean and pipeline it down to the Central Valley of California and down into Southern California? Nothing has been done. Votes were taken to put more watershed in, to put in more reservoirs. This was done years ago, like 2015. Nothing has been done. There is hell to pay to the people we've elected for politicians, and we're the stupid people if we keep electing these same idiots there. Doesn't matter whether it's a Democrat or a Republican. You need responsible people in these offices.
Hear, hear.
So it's just terrible.
And one of the ironic things was, bringing back to sports, is that the Rams had to move to the Arizona stadium, and the team, the sponsor name is State Farm, and State Farm just took a bunch of the fire policies out of everybody.
Yeah, they just completely said, guess what, we're not covering you.
But they were the few that still offered insurance right now. They're holding the bag, and it's because the idiot governor of California, who has empty water barrels and is trying to push it on somebody
Gavin Newsom. That's his name.
They didn't have him. There's a whole water tank that's been empty since February because it had a leak in the roof or something, and couldn't you fix that within 2 weeks or 3 months or something? Instead, that's why they opened up these fire hydrants and no water came out.
Well, you haven't even gotten into the subject of budgets.
Yeah.
None of these people can make a shopping list and take the money, go to market, and come back with the goods for everybody. They refuse to do what's right for their job descriptions and for the people that elected them. You know,
that's true.
And every time I was a kid going to the beach, going to the Santa Monica Pier where the Ferris wheel is. That Ferris wheel is stuck in my mind as a backdrop to my childhood, and it's a nightmare.
Yeah,
and to see the backdrop of destruction, and to have nobody so far, come to the microphone and start opening up this conversation because of the sensibility factor, certainly. There's a lot of people who are suffering and that don't really want to be on camera, which is understandable. But the truth of the matter is there's got to be a reckoning, and it's going to take some brave people to say, I'll put my job on the line.
When they say that something can't be done now, you have states, New York, Texas, states that are offering fire services, offering National Guard to come in and help, and a lot of that has been refused. Why? We need more people in to stop the looting. We need more people in to fight the fires and put them out. And one last thought on the insurance. You know, yes, insurance rates are very high in California because Governor Newsom wouldn't allow insurance companies to raise their rates. Now, I don't want insurance companies to raise their rates. But if you force them all out of the country, out of the state, and there's only one or two left, they're going to charge the wazoo, and there's no competition between rates, and that's why we're all paying higher rates. You need to open it up, let the insurance companies come in, find the even keel so that they're fighting to get some business and get insurance in Southern California, because I'm telling you, this is going to be a nightmare for years to come.
Well, most of the coverage is the minute that place caught fire was a foregone conclusion that many companies, the few companies, but the many people who were having questions about and fears about having their property protected under the existing contract laws of coverage is going to be an ongoing problem.
All right, let's take a look here and bring it back home to some sports here. So we got some playoff games, Fred. Let's take a look at there. We have obviously opinions on the fire, and thank you for allowing us to express them to you. Somebody wants to run for office, now's your time to run if you want to make some changes. I don't care.
Just
Democrat,
tell
Republican,
the truth and do your job.
That's it. All right, so Sunday we got the Rams-Eagles. Who do you like in this game? 12 o'clock Pacific time, 3 Eastern.
They're back in Philly, right?
Yep.
I'm going to go with Philadelphia in a real, real close, tough game. I think when you get to this level, anyone can win. The teams are, yep, the teams are of such high quality, and there's no, I believe, any injury report on any of these people. You don't know who's hurt. Makes a big difference if you're missing a receiver or a tight end or a guard. It does make a difference. So as of now, I got to think that Philadelphia has the edge on them.
I like the Rams. Who do you like, Corey?
I like Philly as well. I think the Eagles, even though the Rams are coming on, they're hot. They're the hottest team in the league right now. They just keep winning and winning. The Philadelphia Eagles have been here before, and they've been very consistent. And I think
a little tight.
Their defense will hold Stafford down a little bit.
I'm going against the spread, 6.5 for Philly. I'm going Rams. How about and by the way, this show is the games are already played in some areas because some people take it and replay our show. How about the late game there, 3:30 Pacific time, 6:30 Eastern, the Baltimore Ravens against the Buffalo Bills. I'm Ravens all the way with
I'm
our co-producer, Jeremy
Bills.
Dayton.
Bills.
Come on, the MVP,
now,
Lamar Jackson.
You know something? That guy has yet to play a great game when he needs to.
Well, you watch this weekend. What do you think?
I'm going to watch. And you know what?
Hey, all right.
The best player will win, but this is Buffalo's year. They're going to the Super Bowl.
Set us up here, Corey. Who do you like?
I like the Ravens. I think the Ravens are going to the Super Bowl.
All right, we'll see what's going on. And then let's go to the Monday night game, which is the college championship. I've been an Ohio State guy since my buddy Leo Brennan was a Buckeye fan, and he passed away this last year.
Walter Brennan's a child?
Leo went to Ohio State, one of the great guys in cable, passed away last year. I'm a Buckeye guy here, even though my second cousins were on the running team for Notre Dame. I do like the Notre Dame running team, but in this case, I'm picking Ohio. Corey?
I think Ohio State's going to win. I'm fine with either team winning, but I think Ohio State's going to pull it out.
And Fred Dreyer?
Buckeyes.
All right. We agree on
that one.
Got his arms folded here for the Buckeyes all the way.
I'm in solitude right now.
All right, we'll take a break, come back, and wrap things up for you here. It is the Fred Dreyer Show. Follow Fred on X, Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Email him. We're looking for emails from you. He answers them all. FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. That's Competition Radio Network. FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All right, cameras are hot, and we've got some housekeeping to do here on the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn, our producer Corey Marino. The one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, played for the Rams, played for the New York Giants. Okay, so first off, Colombo's Restaurant in Southern California. This is for our Southern California listeners. If you're a first responder, they tell you you can eat for free. Just go over there and make sure and show them that you are a first responder, someone in the police, fire, whatever, and they will take care of you for dinner.
Aren't you a first responder, Mike, when the food comes out?
Yeah, that's what I was
Never mind, Fred. That takes and handles till the end of the month. And your friend and my friend, Fred had introduced me to this great gentleman, Michael Sheps, Dr. Michael Sheps. He's got a chiropractic firm, does the hot laser treatment. If you're having problems, he said, with you know, because of muscle pulls, whatever it might be, he is offering 50% discount on your chiropractic services.
Tendons, muscles, bones, joints.
He does it, doesn't he?
Everything.
I had the pulled muscles there in my leg, their Achilles tendons over there. He put that hot laser on there within a month. And they came back. He is a magician with that hot laser. So
he's got the combinations of heat, ice, and the laser.
Heat, ice, and laser. He's a superhero.
Heat, ice, and laser.
He can get you treat you with heat, ice, or the laser.
That's That's it. Take your pick.
Dr. Michael Sheps. By the way, his number's at the office, 310-873-4422, 310-873-4422. We'll post it on our website. Will we get that up there, Corey?
Yep.
So people can have it, and also at Columbo's, too, 310-873-4422. Help out a little bit if we can in Southern California. All right, that's our show. If you miss anything, please log on to our website, thefreddryershow.com. And next week, more football playoffs. We'll see who survives this weekend. Get into next weekend.
Is that it? Is that the game?
It's all over, Fred. Final thoughts from you here. It was a fast show.
Gee, I'm reading the room, and I don't see that this show's over.
But Jeremy Dayton comes in here and starts shutting down the equipment.
Yeah, now. What happened? Yeah. Who was that guy anyway?
He's a little upset with you now. He's a Raven fan. No, we may not get some services.
I better go over and talk to him.
You better, that's our show. Email Fred, freddryer@crntalk.com.
Thanks, Corey.
Thank you. Fred. Always a pleasure.
Final thoughts, Fred.
Thanks, Corey, and thanks, Mike, and thanks to the good people of Los Angeles. We love you.
Yes, we love you in Los Angeles. Stay safe, and everybody around the country, thank you for your kind thoughts and help.